Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are making a difference in the world. We'll explore important aspects and areas of life, including spiritual, physical, mental, relationships, disabilities, and many more topics. Our broadcast team so far consists of Michael Collins, Taylor Tagg, Tom Too Tall Cunningham, Ray Stendel, Dave Yubecki, and myself. My name is Tracy Montgomery. Our broadcast team here at Journey to Success Radio Network share a common trait in that we all follow Napoleon Hill's 17 Principles to Success. Information about our team can be found on our website, which is journeytosuccessradio.com. Today, I am very excited to feature Carolyn Martin on our show. Carolyn Martin is the president of Sponsor Energy. Sponsor Energy is a new retailer of electricity operating in Alberta, Canada, but with a very unique business model. They've partnered with local charities and donate 50% of their corporate profits on each customer's electricity usage to the charity that the customer has chosen to sponsor. Some of these Albertan charities include In From the Cold, NeighborLink, the Calgary Drop-In Centre, the Calgary, Edmonton, and Lethbridge Food Banks, Meals on Wheels, and the Alberta Cancer Foundation. Sponsor Energy became available on September 1st to Albertans, but launched their campaign on October 11th during the Alberta Homeless Awareness Week. Carolyn's story was recently covered by CBC News and is receiving attention across Canada. Welcome, Carolyn. It's wonderful to have you with us today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Carolyn, what a forward-thinking business model this is. Tell us how Sponsor Energy came about.
Well, Sponsor Energy was really born out of a desire to give back to the community. We are a group of energy executives, and we came up with a structure for a power company that accomplished the goal of making a profit at the same time doing good for our communities. So the thought was, if you're going to use electricity anyway, yeah, why not do something good with it at the same time? So it took a lot of work to get the right suppliers line up that kept our admin costs low so we could share profit in this way. But mm-hmm. We finally got it together, and we've launched now.
It's very exciting. And 50% is quite a large percentage to be giving back to local charities. Whose idea was it to come up with that percentage amount?
Well, I think it had to be 50%. Anything less than that, and I don't think it would have been viewed as a true partnership yeah. with the charities. So we thought if it were any less, it would be more of an afterthought rather than an essential part of the business model.
Yeah.
So the profit margins aren't huge on power. There's the price of energy. There's the cost of transportation. That makes up the bulk of your energy bill. But every bit counts for these charities, and if they're going to put their reputation on the line by partnering with us, we'd better make it worthwhile for them. So it had to be a significant chunk to really send a message.
Carolyn, I'm wondering, just from your business model, I'm just curious about where your values came from. Were they from your family, from your parents?
My values, I think my values are probably in line with that of, you know, most people in the world. I think most people want to do good. They want to help out. They sometimes don't know how to do it. Maybe they can't afford to do it, or they don't have time to volunteer. But as humans, I think we're programmed to do good and to want to help others. So in this case, you can use your power for good without paying anything out of your pocket. And that's in line with most people's values, I would imagine.
And were you always like that? Like, as a child, do you recall... just being born that way, and that you just wanted to give back where you could and how you could?
I think so. I think I was born that way, and I think that most people are born that way.
Yeah.
I think you go through life and you try to help where you can, and sometimes life gets in the way, but if you can always go back to the desire to help, then I think that most humans have that value set.
Carolyn, were there books that you recall reading in your life that perhaps maybe helped influence or inspire, that maybe contributed to your success?
Well, I am an avid reader. I'm passionate about reading. I think my philosophy is probably a little bit warped on this question, because I am a huge advocate for quantity. you're not always going to know what the quality is until you get right into the book and digest it. So I try to read as many different books as I can, different viewpoints from biographies, history, politics, self-improvement, business, and a massive dose of fiction for good measure.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's important to get a variety of viewpoints, and I don't think there is one secret or magic formula for life or business. There's no one book that's going to change it all or one set of, you know, circumstances that's going to inspire someone. I think it's all just people sharing stories, and we humans have done that since the beginning of time.
Yep.
So hopefully you can find some nuggets of wisdom along the way in every book that you read. So variety is the key, I believe.
Yeah, for sure. Well, all of us here at Journey to Success Radio Network, we'll all be talking about Think and Grow Rich. That's a book that we all brings us together as a group. It's Napoleon Hill's, and he speaks of, it's a self-improvement book. I don't know if you've had an opportunity to read it or not, but
I've heard of it, and I haven't read it, but I think that certainly would be on my to-do list. It's always good to get recommendations from, you know, books that have inspired others.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm exactly with you. I think the more variety you have in terms of reading, and the better it is. You can take a little bit of every book, and it's going to help you along the way, absolutely, including fiction and nonfiction for sure.
Yeah.
Carolyn, how do you deal with disappointment in business? When things don't go well, how do you channel that disappointment?
Well, things aren't always going to go well, so, you know, that's the way it is. And you just have to stubbornly refuse to be defeated by it. I've faced many setbacks in business throughout my career, and I think, you know, setbacks and disappointments, they're just a byproduct of doing anything new. You try new things, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Sometimes the circumstances are out of your control as well. Sometimes they're not, but basically you can't wallow in the disappointment, and you certainly can't blame yourself or others.
Yeah.
I think in when faced with disappointment, you're better to just change direction, change your attitude, and use that lesson for what lies ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep moving forward, hey?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you see yourself as a risk taker, or do you think it's important in life to be willing to take a risk?
Well, I am not a risk taker when it comes to personal safety, and that's about the only area in life that I'm not a risk taker. I think risk is absolutely essential. If the goal is to do something you're passionate about, you have to not just be willing to take the risk, but I think you have to actively seek it out.
Yeah.
Because people can do extraordinary things, and the more extraordinary the thing, the greater the risk involved. So yeah. I think, you know, risk is important in every area of life. I think you've got to go for it.
Yeah.
And it could fail spectacularly, but it would be transformational if you succeeded. You got to do it.
Yeah.
You got to take that first step, and you got to take that first action. You're not going to see any results anywhere in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. It can be tough for some people, right? Because they see it, they want it, but they don't know how to maybe take that step outside that familiar, comfortable box. And a lot of people, I think, just get stuck at where they are, and they're not ever going to move forward because they just, it's just that little bit of unfamiliarity, and, you know, you just need to slightly push yourself forward, but a lot of people just can't get to that point. So, and then they look at someone like
you. You can't get it wrong,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You wonder, oh, is this first step going to be the right one and this and that? Well, that's where the risk comes in.
Yeah.
Who cares if it's wrong?
Yeah.
Readjust your course if that risk wasn't the right one to take right away. So, no,
yeah.
I agree it's tough, but that's the way it is. You just got to keep trying and do something small if you're feeling, you know, risk adverse. Start with a small risk and build up.
Yeah, that's great advice. Absolutely. Start with something that is slightly a little bit smaller, but as you gain confidence, then you can see yourself making larger headway on the things that you really want to do. Good advice. Carolyn, how much pressure does someone feel in your position? And I'm just curious, because many nonprofits in Alberta, they struggle to raise funds. So when you announced your business model, it became a huge opportunity for these nonprofit organizations to reach a lot of people very easily. Is there pressure in that? Is there pressure involved in what you do, knowing that?
Well, I think you've nailed it. That is exactly where the pressure is. You know, I've personally toured and or met with almost every one of the charities that we've partnered with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've toured the Calgary Food Bank. I've toured the Edmonton Food Bank. And I've seen firsthand the work of the volunteers involved. I've toured the Inn from the Cold and seen, you know, struggling families and kids who are homeless in our community. And you just know that they need money to do what they're doing and help mm-hmm. these people. You know, I've volunteered with NeighborLink, and I've delivered food and diapers to people. And I know how badly these organizations need support. So, you know, when they're offered with an opportunity to make profit, and especially, you know, regular recurring profit that could have a significant impact on their operations, mm-hmm. there is a lot of pressure to make sure that you come through for them.
Yeah.
And you can see how hard they're working, and, you know, it makes you want to work just as hard, because really a personal or business failure is one thing, but you really do feel pressure and a sense of obligation to make this work out for these nonprofits who urgently need the funds to do their work.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely nailed it with that.
And, yeah, and I just, for all of our Albertans out there listening, this is a really easy, like, for me, I'm an aware buyer, meaning when I'm going out shopping, if there's a campaign that someone is producing and I need a bar of soap, for instance, Dove had this campaign going that was donating a lot of money to women's organizations. And it was a no-brainer decision for me when I was shopping. It was, I'm going to be purchasing the product anyway, and if I can feel good about helping out an organization at the same time when the price is pretty much exactly the same as the competitors, then I was more than willing to do that. So with you, you're even less, which is just a huge added bonus. But just the personal fact of knowing that I'm helping other people by getting something I'm getting anyway, you know, I just urge a lot of people in Alberta, for sure, listening, go and research it yourself. There's many websites out there for sure that compare electricity rates and the differences between the plans, and your rates are lower, and that's the bottom line. I mean, you're actually even lower, and you're also helping these organizations, which I just feel is amazing. Carolyn, aside from your skill set, the tangibles, let's talk a little bit about the intangible skill set, like attitude, ability to read people, ability to motivate people. How have those things influenced your business life?
Well, I think intangibles are huge. All of those things are important, ability to motivate, ability to read people. I think what's really important to me is the power of the network, the community. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a strength in getting good, smart, extraordinary people together and empowering them to help achieve your goal. And that's really what we're trying to do with Sponsor Energy. We have a great network of people who want this to succeed, and we also have an extended network in our nonprofit partners. And these people are creative, resourceful, resilient people who want this to succeed. And together we're finding, you know, creative ways to make it happen. So I think, you know, the biggest intangible that I can think of is really use the power of your network,
yeah.
your business network, your family network, the extended network of people who share common goals and common values. It's really powerful stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you manage your time? Because a lot of people believe that time is our most precious resource. So how do you manage yours?
Well, it's tough. I have a busy 2-year-old at home, so mm-hmm. you become very good at using windows of time that you do have to get things done.
Yeah.
In my case, a to-do list that's flexible tops the chart, because there's always going to be things come up that take priority, and you need to be able to switch things around when need be and not feel the pressure of your list.
Yeah.
So I think a to-do list that's flexible, very important. And again, back to the network, I think if you have a network of people who can help you out with any given task and you can draw on the expertise and experience of others, that'll really help you with your time, as long as you're not afraid to ask.
Yeah, absolutely. Carolyn, do you think this idea of giving back so much would catch on to other organizations here in Alberta?
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
You know, if Sponsor Energy can demonstrate that running a profitable business can be consistent with providing social value, I do think other companies could take that leap. Yeah. You know, if they shift how they define profit, I think amazing things could happen. And if we can show that this works in a very traditional sector, the power sector, dominated by incumbents with every advantage, and if this works here, then the sky's the limit on it being successful in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if every business gave back half its profit to this community.
Yeah.
You know, what could that do?
Oh,
what would
absolutely.
The implications be? It's exciting to think about.
Yeah, it is. It is exciting to think about. And a lot of people have that same feeling of excitement when they think of Sponsor Energy, because you guys are the first to really be you're a huge name. People know you, and you've made a huge statement, and people are excited about it. There's people that are avid volunteers like myself, fundraising all the time, and then there's people, nonprofit organizations that just look, and it's just a really hopeful, inspiring movement that everyone's excited about. And yeah, you do, you imagine. Well, it just takes a few others to make major, major headway on some stuff. So it's very exciting.
You know, it's unique in the energy industry, but I think this is happening all over the world. People are really looking at creative ways to support their community. So this just happens to be related to electricity, but there's all kinds of businesses springing up that are making transactional, you know, donations to causes that matter. And I think consumers are making the choice.
Yep.
So
just to go over some of the highlights of Sponsor Energy for our Albertans out there listening, Sponsor Energy is committed to giving back to local charities. Sponsor Energy makes it very easy for their clients to donate to those local charities with the top-up donation amount, where 100% of that amount donated above and beyond would then go straight to the sponsored charity. Sponsor Energy will issue a tax receipt for that above and beyond amount. So not only does it help the local charity, but it also could be very beneficial at income tax time for clients that are with Sponsor Energy. Sponsor Energy does have direct debit options and paperless statements, which is great for the environment. And there are no lengthy contracts to sign. And your rates are lower. So did I give a good overview there?
Yep, you covered it.
So how do Albertans find you, Carolyn?
The best thing to do is to go to our website. So we're at sponsorenergy.com, all one word. And you can read a little bit more about, you know, what we're doing. We've got a list of the charities that we've partnered with. We've got 50 charities across the province, and you can read a little bit about them. And you can sign up right online.
Great. Well, I'm going to put a link to the website at the bottom of this interview so people can very easily just click on and connect straight to it. And I just want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today, because I know you're super busy right now, and I appreciate this opportunity, and I wish you all the best. I know you're going to do amazing. I just love your business model, and I hope this idea of giving back catches on with other Alberta organizations here.
Well, thank you so much, Tracy. That's great. You know, it's really nice to talk to someone who gets it, and I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Carolyn. Have a wonderful day.
I will. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.